Buddy's business only on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Pool party, baby. It was a cool party. Cool pool party. La 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 la. Pool party, baby. It was a cool party. Cool pool party. La 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 la. Popcorn, hot dog buns, hamburger patties. All the food you need to feed the many hungry. Millions of people.
All right, it is pool party time. Just for a few minutes before we get into community quick hits. Today's congenital host will be me.
Oh?
Yeah. And I must tell you all about how I began dry dock. Day one of dry dock for me, following the show on Friday and the ensuing weekend, was begun with a nice colonoscopy.
Oh, no.
Threw it in my butt.
Is that what you told the doctor?
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't have to tell him that. That's the general idea. Whatever they do, they're going to do it in that region.
Is this because you're 60? Or did you have some problems?
No, I had no problems.
Strolling in the colon.
Jeez, buddy.
You just wanted to check some things out and make sure everything was good.
Well, you're supposed to start these when you're 50.
You've avoided it?
I've avoided it.
Did they find a Hot Wheel?
No. Didn't find any Habit burgers either or anything like that.
Balloons of heroin?
We'll just take that away for no balloons of heroin or anything else that might be normally inserted there.
Were you knocked out?
Yes.
Completely?
Totally.
Do you have to be for that?
Yes.
Can you request to just have your rump anesthetized?
I don't know. That was never presented as an option for me.
I'd want to be knocked out.
Yes, I think you do want to be knocked out because anesthesia is great.
Are you lying on your tummy?
No, you're lying on your side.
Oh, God, that's scary.
And you don't know a thing.
And when you wake up, how does it feel? Fun?
Like nothing happened. There is no reason for anybody to fear this. I feared it. I thought that there were going to be all manner of ramifications and soreness and who knows what might
leakage.
Who knows what might happen down there.
But, it happens.
But no, there was none of that.
Escapees.
So if anybody out there has been putting it off, just do it. It's not that big a deal. It's really not. Now, Sunday, the day before, was prep day.
So you ate a bunch of Mexican food?
Did you have to go did you have to go to Zippers?
Why would you have to go there?
Prep day.
Yeah, to get prepped.
Yeah, to get it loosened up.
Right.
No. What you have to do is
raise the flag a few times.
Yeah, eat and drink a bunch of stuff that is going to bring about
poopage.
They gave you stuff, right?
Well,
to clean you out?
It's stuff that you can buy over the counter.
Like coffee and cigarettes?
No, not like coffee and cigarettes.
Pulled pork nachos.
You can only eat clear stuff. If you can't see through it, then they don't want you to eat or drink it. And
really?
You can't.
What does that involve? Like,
you can't eat anything that is red or purple.
What? What? What do you mean red?
Well,
like meat or
all right,
peppers
first of all,
or
blood?
Just clear stuff eliminates just about everything.
So you're down to water and ice.
No, you're down to chicken broth if you want to go that way.
Right.
I tried. It is awful. Just awful. So I stuck with Jell-O and popsicles.
All day?
Yes, all day. And you can only have either
three.
You can you can only have either orange or green of each.
Why? Because the red disrupts the camera when they stick it up there.
Yeah, it must. They must think that it's blood or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
but for whatever reason,
is that blood?
You can't have anything red or purple. So if you don't like orange or green Jell-O and orange popsicles, seeing as how you can't find green ones anywhere these days.
Nutter Butter Bite?
No, not Nutter Butter Bite. If you don't like those things, then you're in for a pretty tough day.
So, is this to just test to see if you have any colon polyps?
Yeah, see if you got cancer in there.
Okay.
That's the main thing that they look for.
And everything looked good?
Yeah, it was clear. I was fine.
Did he have any opinions for maintenance?
Well, first of all, it's a she.
Oh,
even better.
No. Oh,
no. Yeah, it's like bored to death.
How old is she?
Younger than me.
Oh, some poor woman.
I had to fumble around in your butt.
She's a trained medical professional.
Yeah, but no one's ever trained for that.
I don't think this was any kind of erotic buzz for her.
Trust me, it wasn't. Are you kidding me?
But even if it might...
What are you smoking over there?
Why would it have been?
Oh.
But even if it might be...
I mean, even if you're Fabio, it's not a...
Fabio? Fabio? You ragged on me for Claudia Schiffer, and you bring up Fabio as your hot guy of the day?
I did.
Fabio.
The only hot guy I could think of.
Fabio still works.
All right, I'm
for
getting...
For default hot guy.
I'm getting two texts here. One says you do not need to be knocked out for this procedure. Two, ask him how gassy he was post-op.
Not at all.
I can't believe that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You're typically a warrior in that department.
I know.
A gladiator. You're a flatulence gladiator.
Yes, I fight the battle of flatulence.
Mark.
So she had no opinions on neatness or originality or...
Originality?
Yeah.
Of what?
Your
dip
colon.
Your butt into a koi pond and let the fish clean.
Was that her advice for maintenance?
Right. She said to try that every now and then. But prep day is difficult, especially since after midnight, you can't eat or drink anything at all.
No water?
No water.
So in the morning, can you drink anything?
No. No, you can't eat or drink anything until you go in.
But I'm hungry!
And, and in view of the fact that mine was at like noon.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That was a pretty long go.
Thirsty?
Yeah, I was thirsty.
Dying, I bet.
Yes.
So at midnight, were you pounding beers?
Yeah, no. Beers clear.
Uh-huh.
No.
Some of the
no.
lighter so beer, vodka. Like Buckhorn Light. That's true. Vodka.
But you couldn't have alcohol.
What?
What kind of surgery is this?
Colonoscopies suck.
Yeah.
Did you have to drink that special liquid stuff to
Yes,
clean out?
I did.
That's horrible.
And you know what I had to mix it with?
What?
And you will enjoy this because you know what I think about this stuff.
What, Funyuns?
No.
Four Loko?
No. Gatorade.
Oh. Why don't you like Gatorade?
Four Loko.
You know, I might be coming around on Gatorade because I had to mix this stuff with it and everybody was telling me how bad it was going to be. And you got to drink a whole lot of it real fast.
Mm-hmm. It's like shots.
Because that get... No, it's like shots times four real fast. Like 8-ounce glasses. Because that gets the...
System moving.
Yes, the doo-doo process going.
We get it,
I think,
Mike.
That's the medical term, but if you want to go with that, fine.
So you enjoyed your Gatorade?
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Well, yes, let Mr. Reiner, make sure you drink this real fast to get the doo-doo process going. God.
Have you ever had Gatorade? Is this one of these things where you rip
on
something?
I've had it a few times.
It's just flavored water, man.
Yeah, it's just hydration.
No, it's not either.
Like it?
It's real salty.
No.
It's got some sodium in it.
Well, it's to replace the sodium that you've lost during
sweat. It doesn't taste
sweat.
Like water, but it's not as bad as I thought it
no
would be.
No joke, dumbass. I mean, is the last time you drank Gatorade like 1968?
Thereabouts.
Oh, my God, dude.
Back when it was called Stokely's Gatorade.
Right, or... Sports powder or something like that?
No, it was Gatorade back then.
No, but Mike, it has changed so much.
I've had it a time or two ever since then. And
Gatorade
I've never
good.
Liked it. I've never liked it, but this time I didn't hate it.
You
number one.
Unbelievable.
It wasn't as bad with that stuff as I was led to believe it would be because everybody was telling me that that's the rough part of it is getting all that down real fast.
You should have just chewed some gator gum.
No, you can't chew gator gum.
For like 11 seconds, and then the flavor goes away. But it's the greatest 11 seconds of your life.
It is the best gum ever,
yes.
Like you said, for 11 seconds.
Right.
And then it's like chewing on a sack of rubber bands.
Yeah. Isn't every gum like that?
No. No, gator gum is a deceiver of the highest order.
They don't make it anymore, do they?
No, but it was so good.
Gator gum.
Well, I didn't hate the stuff.
No, Gatorade's really good. I'm telling you, it's changed a lot probably since you've had it. And especially like they have like the G2, like the low-cal stuff. And
less sugar.
Yeah, man. I drink it every day. Daily.
Really?
Yeah. And you know how hot I am.
Yeah, I know how awesome you are.
You look like an old Indian woman.
I know I do.
An old Indian woman who's been in severe violation of a tribe rule.
Right.
And they made her cut all her hair.
Right.
In fact, they did it for her.
And then she learned to speak Chinese.
Right.
Well, how would I do that? Well, good.
But it all worked out. It all worked out.
How long was the whole process? You get in there at noon.
15 minutes?
It's about 45 minutes.
And they're in there that long?
From anesthesia till you get out of there, yeah.
Good. Oh, that's it? Lord. So you're only knocked out for like 30 minutes?
Yeah, thereabouts. I mean, it's like a 30 or 45 minute procedure, somewhere around there. Now, not long at all.
Were you able to drive yourself home?
You're not supposed to, are you?
No, you're not supposed to, but I did.
You did?
Michael.
Yeah, because they give you that white stuff, the sodium, what is it?
Pentothal?
Yeah, pentothal. Boy.
Sodium pentothal? That's truth serum, I thought.
Whatever it is, the stuff that Michael Jackson was taking to go to
Propofol.
Sleep.
Yeah, that's what he used to sleep.
Propofol.
Boy,
yeah.
Boy, it's so fun. I love getting knocked out.
Boy, I do too.
You know, I've only had to
Such
be knocked
a great
out.
Buzz.
I've only had to be knocked out twice. Well, once was when I got kicked in the nuts. That was a different type of knockout. But the other time, I remember as a kid when I got a bunch of teeth pulled before I got braces. And man, it is cool. I even did that in sixth grade.
And it's the weirdest thing, too. I mean, what those people do is impossible.
Yeah.
To know how far to knock you out to where...
You're not going
to
feel anything.
To where they can do anything they want to you. They can cut you open and go inside you and take out your kidneys and leave you in a bathtub of ice.
And you don't feel a thing.
Yeah, and you wake up not knowing anything had happened.
So, was there any... I mean, when you at home, were you able to do anything and everything? Like, you were fine?
It was like none of it ever happened.
Wow.
Did you immediately go to Herrera's?
Were you starving?
Yeah, I was starving, but you find out that after you've been going through that for a while, it takes a while to get back in the swing of things.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You don't eat as much as you think you can.
Oh.
It's a build-up process?
Yeah, it's a build-up process.
Oyster.
A lot of guys are afraid of the colonoscopy, and I was right there with you. But now I've learned that it is nothing to fear.
Hey, is the prostate check now, do they move it to 50?
Because I've heard mixed opinions, but I got mine when I was 40.
I still haven't done that yet.
Come in here, I'll help you with it.
I'd rather you not.
I do a hands-free procedure.
Maybe you can get the woman doctor on board to death to do it.
I'll tell you what.
That did Ted Danson's.
Right. Then he started boinking her.
Taint on taint.
What? Tell me what.
No.
Come on.
No, come on. No, come on. No,
quit
being Corby and be the snake.
I'm not. I was going to say.
Look at this.
If you could pull a hands-free colonoscopy or whatever.
Prostate exam.
I might be. No, I'm saying. Why would I say I'm a willing patient? I'm just interested to see how you pull that off.
How do you think?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It's a not too distant cousin of a fooge. Community quick hits are on the way.
Forget it.
Yeah.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KKLF Richardson, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.